Joshua Bell is a violinist and kind of local from Bloomington, Indiana, but has recently, last year, been named music director of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, a world-renowned and often recorded group. They'll be in Louisville on Wednesday, April 18th, and Joshua Bell joins me by phone right now. Thank you for joining me.
Sure. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I didn't know that you were interested in conducting. Can you tell me how you got to this point as being announced as music director?
Well, I've been playing, been directing, actually, the orchestra of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields for the last, actually, 10 years or so. I started having an interest a while back in directing. I don't call myself conductor yet because the way I direct them, I direct them from the violin. I sit in the concertmaster chair and I lead them, even with big symphonic works like Beethoven's Seventh Symphony or that we're doing on tour. It's sort of in between. I'm on my way to being a conductor, but I found it so rewarding to get to explore the repertoire and got on so well with this particular orchestra, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. The chemistry really worked, and I thought the results were really something special. And so when they asked me to be their music director last year, I was just thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Was that kind of out of the blue for you when they asked you?
Well, it's something that had been floating around. I know that Sir Neville Mariner, their great founder and music director, although he's still in amazing shape, he's getting close to 90 years old. So the idea of them thinking of getting a new music director as a title is something I had heard about, and we certainly had a nice connection. So it wasn't completely out of the blue, but it was a nice sort of confirmation, at least for me, that the chemistry was there that I thought was there. And they've all become very good friends, so my tours with them are really sort of, these days, really the highlights of my year. I really, and now that I'm music director, I get to do a lot of it.
And they have a history with a violinist as a director too, with Iona Brown.
That's true. They've had many wonderful partners and guest leaders. Iona Brown didn't become full fledged music director because Sir Neville Mariner was still the music director, but she had a great association with them, and she was a great musician. And she led the way I lead, and the way Neville Mariner did when he first founded the orchestra. He was not holding a baton; he was playing. And so this orchestra is very used to connecting in that way. They also play a lot with Murray Pariah, the great pianist. He leads them a lot, and they have some really great partnerships, and they've done just amazing work over the years. Obviously, you're with radio. I think they've made more recordings, I think, than any orchestra in history, I believe.
Right.
Some great stuff.
Now, do you have any recording plans with the group?
I do. Well, I've made a couple in the past. Funny enough, my very first recording ever, when I was 18 years old, when I recorded the Bruch and the Mendelssohn Concerto, just sort of incidentally, was with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Neville Mariner conducting. It's sort of kind of random that it worked out that way. And then in the past years, I've done a couple of recordings, including the Four Seasons with them of Vivaldi's. But now coming up, we've got lots of plans. And after this tour, we're actually going to record two of the great Beethoven symphonies, the Fourth and the Seventh, which we're doing on the tour and in Louisville as well. That's very exciting for me. A little bit daunting because these symphonies have been recorded by pretty much every conductor, great conductor in the history. But I think we have something special to offer with it. And I think people who come in Louisville, it'll be exciting to see playing a Beethoven symphony without a conductor standing in front. It becomes a very visceral chamber music type experience, and in some ways, I find it even more exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much of a collaborative effort is this nowadays compared to the times when Herbert von Karajan was pretty much dictator of the orchestra?
Times have changed for conductors in general, probably, than the old days where they could where the music directors were really, I mean, you know, Toscanini or whatever, he could send an orchestra member out into the, like a school child, you know, if he wanted to, and say, go take a break. You wouldn't get away with that today. But as far as the way we work together, these musicians are some of the really the best musicians in Europe, and many of them have played in string quartets professionally, and they're great musicians. So I appreciate their feedback, you know, in rehearsal. And but in the end, though, you can't have a vision of a Beethoven symphony based on sort of consensus. You know, you have to have a strong vision that is in the end, it is, you know, my vision of the piece, which is what's exciting for me, obviously. We're also great friends, and we all hang out afterwards, which is something I don't think Karajan did with the Berlin Phil too much. So it's very casual. We get along very well, me, the orchestra, and myself.
Well, you're playing a Beethoven Violin Concerto as part of your program in Louisville on Wednesday, April 18th, and have. Now that you're wearing the hat of music director, are you approaching this very familiar work in a different way? Are you seeing it in a different way now?
Well, you know, certainly the more you play the piece, I mean, I've played it hundreds of times, and you're always seeing it differently each time. So, I mean, that's something, it's an evolving thing. Doing it from a director's point of view has only enhanced my understanding of the piece, because you're really forced to really take care of every instrument at all times, you know, in the orchestra, because you don't have someone, a middle person that's sort of liaising, you know, between you and taking care that the bassoons are coming in at the right time, et cetera. But it sort of forced me to really understand the score better than I did before, and in that way it enhances my understanding of the piece in general and changes the way I play my part. So it's definitely been you know, it's a continuing education.
Right. Well, we're almost out of time. I just wanted to ask you about your instrument. It's an incredible instrument, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yes. This I can say for sure. I can brag about my instrument. It's something privileged to. I get to open my case every day, you know, and pick up this sort of incredible work of art, which is, in a way, you might, it's by Stradivari, who's the greatest, I think, the greatest genius and craftsman maybe that ever lived. It's an amazing thing. My violin was made in 1713. It's coming up on 300 years. And it's a very special relationship that one has with one's instrument. It's like a marriage, and we have good days and bad days. There, like I guess, like a marriage. But when it's working for me and we're getting along, it's just a glorious thing to be able to play on it.
I know just a little bit, maybe a fraction of what you feel. I play ukulele, and I have a special relationship with some of my instruments too. But is there a bit of an intimidation factor when you hold a multi-million-dollar piece of art in your hands?
Well, not really for me anymore. I mean, as far as intimidated, certainly respect.
Yes, that's a good word.
I'm now used to playing on great instruments, I guess, and I guess it's a little bit like, but you know, picking up something like, it's a little bit like a new mother picking up her baby for the first time. She may be a little bit intimidated at first, but after a while you get used to it, you know, and like a baby, it's irreplaceable. It's not, it has no actual, of course, the violins are sold, but their value is somehow so beyond whatever monetary value there is. So it's something so precious, but I've gotten used to that. But there's certainly the great respect I have for the instrument, and I do feel privileged, you know, to have it.
Well, we're really privileged to have you and the Academy coming into town on Wednesday, April 18th. That's the 7:30 performance at Whitney Hall at the Kentucky Center. Joshua Bell will be acting as music director and violin soloist with an all Beethoven program, the Coriolan Overture, the Violin Concerto, and the Amazing Symphony No. 7. Joshua Bell, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited to come to Louisville. It is close to home, Bloomington, Indiana, where I'm from, and I have fond memories of Louisville and your orchestra, which is a fantastic group, and I know that they've had some negotiation problems, and as we all are around the country, you know, with the economy and things, but I really hope they work everything out because it's really a world-class organization, and I can't wait to go back there and play with them again.
Excellent. Me too. Well, look forward to hearing you in performance, and until then, have a great time with the Academy.
Thank you so much.